Well, well, well. I say well, well, well too much, don't I? I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. It could be worse. I could say you know a lot, but I don't. All right. We heard the Soft Boys featuring Robin Hitchcock doing I Want to Destroy You. That's off the Underwater Moonlight album. Then we heard the Chills doing Pink Frost. I was actually involved with the Chills vicariously through my friend Keith Dion, because we brought the Tuatara compilation of Flying Nun from New Zealand, Flying Nun label. A great compilation called Tuatara that we brought to America, and I was involved in that deal. Anyway, Rain Parade, my pal Matt Pucci did I Look Around. They're coming up next month. They're opening for the DBs at the Chapel, just in case you care about stuff like that. Go see the DBs with the Rain Parade. Both those bands fit into this whole scene that we're doing here today on the radio. Next was the Swimming Pool Cues doing Big Fat Tractor. They were on DB Records out of Athens, Georgia. Much like Pylon, and much like earlier we played Love Tractor, they sound a little bit like the B-52s, all that Georgia stuff. That one goes out to Kate Ingram, KOSF. She used to run that place. After that was the Feelies doing The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. We did the demo of that. Feelies were from Philly. That's the one that had that, it sounded like somebody banging a nail on a Coke bottle. Kind of like Pierre Rubu and the Stooges did before them. And then we ended up with Mission of Burma doing That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Let's see how much time we have left here. Oh, we don't have much time at all. So here comes six more songs. Delta 5, Au Pairs, Mo Detz, Martha and the Muffins, Howling the Italian, Susie and the Banshees. Here come the girls.
Can I have a taste of your ice? you think about it, that you're mine.
Down.
Just heard six songs, all with female vocals. They weren't all from England. Actually, four of the six were. There was a period in the early 80s where there were a lot of great It wasn't quite punk. It was post-punk almost at this time. It was alternative rock bands with female members, and we heard a bunch of them. We heard Delta 5 doing Mind Your Own Business. That's in a current TV commercial. I get to hear that one all the time now. TV is the new radio. The Au Pairs did We're So Cool. You must admit when you think about it. That's that one. The Modettes did White Mice. Oh, that was a great one. We heard Holly Jean Vincent, Holly and the Italians doing Revenge. And then we heard Martha and the Muffins doing Echo Beach. I believe they were from Canada, maybe Toronto. And then we ended with Susie and the Banshees doing Happy House. So there you go. Anybody who wants to say that I don't play enough female vocals, there's a whole bunch of them. Six in a row. And Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. That's In Deep. That's playing behind me. Okay, so, you know, this must be a good show because I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and it's already almost an hour and a half through with our two-hour show, and it's just flying by, which is a good sign. That means it's good. That means we're all having fun, and that means that time won't let me play as much music as I want to play, and that's the theme of our show. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, too, a lot of the stuff that I'm playing today and a lot of stuff that I played in the other KOSF Best Of show that I did, which I repeated last week, is all stuff that I used to tape off the radio. KOSF was just playing the greatest stuff in the world, and I would just listen and pop cassettes in the tape deck and just fill up shoe boxes with stuff, and then I'd go back and try to figure out what the titles, you know, what the artists and titles were. And also, just to let you know, too, when I play oldies, I always feel like I have to say it was on this label and it came out this year and it was produced by this guy and this was the A side and this was the B side. And I don't give chart positions. But anyway, with oldies, I tend to do that. This stuff, the music does the talk, and I don't have to tell you the label. I don't have to tell you who produced it, unless it's something essential. Anyway, here we go. There's a few more I really wanted to play that all sort of fit together nicely. This next bunch of tunes, we're going to hear the Young Marble Giants from Wales off their album Colossal Youth, doing one of my favorites. And then we're going to hear Liquid Liquid from New York. And then we're going to hear Lizzie Mercier Duclos, also from New York. And then we're going to hear Mick Jones' side project from The Clash, the Big Audio Dynamite. It just keeps getting better and better and better. This is RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the Mission, and this is the Young Marble Giants, who I had the pleasure of meeting when they came to town to play the Western Front Festival back in 1981. Okay, here we go. It goes like this. We'll be right back. Okay, that's a long one. I gotta fade a little bit. That's the 12-inch version of that song. That was Big Audio Dynamite doing Equals MC Squared. I'm gonna have to back announce it backwards now. Oh well. We started that set with Young Marble Giants doing Brand New Life off of Colossal Youth LP. That's on Rough Trade Records from 1980-something. 81 or 2. 81. After that was Liquid from New York City. They were on 99 Records on McDougal Street in the Village, the same label that had ESG. After that was Lizzie Mercier Duclos. She was a French person, French woman, who was signed to Z Records. That was Michael Zilka. She was friends with Patti Smith and Richard Hell and kind of got hooked up with that new whole scene in New York and wound up becoming a French to New York City artist. And after that, behind me still is Big Audio Dynamite. It's the 12-inch version of E equals MC Squared, Mick Jones of The Clash, Don Letts. What a wonderful band they were. I remember when they came to San Francisco and played the Galleria. It was a really great, weird show. Amazing. All right, we're heading into the last sixth of our show, the last 20 minutes of our two-hour set, and time is flying by. That's what we do here. Time will not let me play as much as I want to play. Occasionally, I have to fade a long song or talk over it. I apologize for that. But anyway, here's the last six songs that I got queued up. Aztec Camera, Biff Bang Pow, Dislocation Dance, Weekend, Bongos, Icicle Works. All great stuff just for you here on Time Won't Let Me on RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the mission. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. And it's almost time for Oblivious.
Mystery.
Okay, that last set of music was as good as the first set of music, and four in the middle. Wow, you know, we started out with some really beautiful songs that had some acoustic guitar in it, including Aztec Camera doing Oblivious. It's obvious, it's Oblivious. Next was Biff Bang Pow doing Love's Going Out of Fashion. That was the band that Alan McGee was in. Alan later formed Creation Records. Alan's a friend of mine. Alan manages Brian Jones' Sound Massacre today. He also used to manage a little band called Oasis. He's got stories. He's got a book, too. He needed a book. Dislocation Dance did You'll Never, Never Know. Weekend did The End of the Affair. Weekend was Alison Stratton. She was the vocalist that was also in Young Marble Giants that we just played about, 20, 30 minutes ago. The Bongos did Numbers with Wings. Bongos were from New York City. That was Richard Barone. He was right in the middle of that whole scene in New York with, the Ray Beats and the Bush Tetras and all those great bands. The DBs were kind of in there, too. Anyway, we heard Icicle Works doing Whisper to a Scream. Okay, this is the way I'd like to end my show. I'm going to see if I can do it one more time. Here's how we end the show. James Brown.
I want to say thanks to each and everyone for coming out to see and hear the James Brown Show. James Brown, that's me. I want you to know, regardless of all the success and popularity, I'm still a soul brother.